Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my
Can we just have an American flag swaying in the wind, please? Can I just see that?
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice if we could have a little fucking respect for this country for once.
And they can't take that
away. There we go. Come on. Somehow, if we have an effect where it's like fading in and out of me.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Oh, this is just different pictures of America?
Forget the men who died.
Oh, you see that? Hmm. Oh, the men who died. Oh! See those colors? They don't run, do they? Do they?
It's off.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Love this land. I do the backup parts only. I'll do the B tracks on all the songs.
I'll handle the pictures, I guess.
Exactly. Thank you very much. You can turn it down a little bit and turn Tank's mic up a little bit. Welcome to
check
the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. Friday show ending the week. Very very crazy week in the world of the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, and we have a great show. A lot to talk about today. The Miley Yiannopoulos episode dropped of Legion of Skanks this morning, so if you guys are out there, you can watch it for free. You don't have to be a Gas Digital subscriber. Though, if you're fucking listening to this show live right now, you fucking care, you fucking cunt. You love it, right? So why don't you take a moment, get every episode we've ever done on demand, at your fingertips, whenever you want, with pre-release, ad-free, uncensored, and more, plus the Legion of Skanks, plus Believe You Me, plus Tank Sinatra's amazing fucking podcast on the network, plus Zach and Miko's amazing podcast on the network. 20 incredible shows. $7 a month gives you premium access to everything before it comes out anywhere else. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. See if you dig it. Yeah, you should be a subscriber. But if you're not, you can go watch that episode right now on YouTube, iTunes, and everywhere else. We have a great show planned today, and I want to get into that. I'm going to save the debate section for a little bit. It's not debate. Debate's not the right fucking word.
Conversation.
I'm not a debater, okay? I don't read things, you know, so the reality is I'm pretty easy to beat in any fucking debate. So if you guys don't beat me in this, Zach doesn't like me. He's a liberal. He's a fag. So believe me, I'm telling you right now, it's 3-on-1 right now. Okay. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to fucking play full court.
I thought me and Tank were debating each other.
You thought you and Tank were debating each other? No, you didn't.
I did. I'm less nervous now.
I thought you were against Milo.
Yeah, I thought he was for him.
No. Right. Tank's on your side.
Oh, good.
Oh, you're nervous? You thought you were just being bullied by two bald, muscly,
godly-looking
men?
Yeah.
It's not really 3 versus 1. It's like 2.5.
That is true.
1.5. No, because I'm not like, you'll hear my opinion on it. It's not.
Oh, I thought you were calling him a half-man.
No.
I really did. I swear to God, I thought you were calling him a half-man to his face.
I thought he was going to add a half for me. We all took that in different places.
That's very funny. We'll get into this. I wanted to invite multiple people onto the Real Ass Podcast to quote unquote debate this topic with me. And it was not just people, but comedians. And Tank, you're an artist and you're a creator. So when you hit me up, I was like, fuck yeah, dude, 100%. Because you fit into the category of really who I'm talking about, which is somebody who creates content online. Should we have limitations? That's sort of my debate. My debate isn't, is Milo a Nazi? Is Milo a bad person? My debate is I don't give a fuck what he is. That having a discussion and a conversation with somebody can only be beneficial for the world. Mm-hmm. Only be beneficial. There's literally no negative side to listening to negative ideas. And I want to get your opinions and I want to talk about all this on the show. I'm just sort of setting it up for everyone to understand what the fuck's going on right now, okay? Great show plan. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Let's get it all fucking out of the way and get this baby moving, okay? So, Tank, what would you like to plug?
Obviously, my Think Tank podcast on the Gas Digital Network, my Instagram page, Tank Sinatra, and my feel good Instagram tanks good news. Feel good all the time. Apolitical, no bias, just good shit every day.
Love it. Tanks good news. We talked about that last time. Very good. Yeah. So people trying to create some positive energy. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. Okay. James Pontillo, one of the only stand-up comedians in the community with the fucking testicular fortitude.
Really?
To
no
come
one else
in.
Wanted to come on?
No one. Wow. Well, there's people that booked it and then bailed after
the
fact.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Because they were like...
Happened a few times.
They heard that they were going to get bullied.
I've gotten messages saying I was going to get bullied.
They
like,
said you were going to get bullied.
A couple people were like, well, I just want you to know, like, you know, they're going to harass you. They're going to do this. And I said, I don't think that's
Well, your followers bullied me.
I know they did.
Yeah.
But... Tank, here's the thing. You're a fucking grown man. You have millions of Instagram followers. You've read mean words before.
Yeah.
So the difference is, I think a lot of young comics, if they get three tweets of being like, dude, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. You lib fag retard. They feel it. They're like, oh my
That's
God.
That's my cup of coffee in the morning.
I'm being harassed on the internet right now. I get things like that. I mean, just put Luis J. Gomez into Reddit. I mean, there's pages of fuck this guy, hope he dies, the worst.
Yeah.
And that's just my account.
Yeah.
But it's how you deal with it, which is to literally laugh it off and go, it doesn't matter. They are strangers that are just typing words, just doing this. Who the fuck cares if there's somebody doing this into a keyboard somewhere in the world that doesn't like you? If you're creating interesting content or you have an interesting opinion or you're saying anything that's different, you're going to get people that will come out. And because it's kind of fun, we all troll.
Yeah,
it's all fun to say, Game of Thrones are fucking idiots. They left a bottle in the shot, right? Yeah. We all do that. We're all internet trolls. But when we deal with it on the other end, we go like, oh my God, they're hurting our feelings.
Yeah, but there's a limit to that. Like if someone had said, like if someone had tweeted me, like I'm going to come to your house and fucking kill you. That's different.
If any of my fans have ever done that, first of all, fucking kill yourself. You don't threaten people, you piece of shit.
No one did, I'm saying.
No, nobody does that. That's the thing they go, oh yeah, what's his name? Feral jokes. No, I'm sure, but I'm saying not for my
family. I would love
base.
For somebody to come to my fucking house.
Yeah, fucking pop their head off with your titty.
Click, clack. Yeah,
but still, even you.
He wears high heels around the house. That's how he enters the door. Click, clack,
that's how
clack,
I kick
clack,
people.
Clack.
But I'm sure even you would get nervous if someone did threaten to kill you. I mean, you wouldn't get nervous at all.
To Lewis's point, I almost the more extreme and aggressive it is, the less it means to me. Because I know if somebody walks up to me on the street and says, hey, you're a fucking piece of shit, I hope you die, I'm like, they're schizophrenic, obviously.
Yeah, this might be a problem.
If somebody comes up to me and they're like, I don't like your jeans, I'm like, what do you mean? Why?
Has that happened?
A little too real. No.
That makes sense.
But the more subtle the insult, the more I'm like, maybe I am fucking up. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that from Jake Flores. Yeah. He was like, the Legion of Skanks fans are giving me death threats. I was like, post them, you liar.
Yeah.
You fucking liar. That's not happening. Our fans don't do that. We don't stand for that. We've never told our fans once to go harass anybody.
Yeah.
If you trash me, okay, I will probably respond to it and quote your tweet.
Well,
you are opening yourself up for that, idiot. Don't. It's like going to the mall and being like, people who work at the mall are fucking morons. Let's party.
Yeah.
And then when people come after you, you're going like, oh, well, they're really harassing me. It's like, no, you're going to a public forum and you're giving your opinion. We have a very passionate fan base. They're going to call you a cuck or a fag or whatever fucking name they want to call you.
Yeah.
And you have to accept it and honestly understand that you really came to it and asked for it.
Yeah.
So if you want to have an opinion, come onto a platform like this. I will tell you right now, do not harass anybody who comes onto my show that wants to have a differing opinion from me and wants to sit at this fucking table and have a conversation. That is awesome. And the same reason I defend Milo for coming onto my show and doing that. And I disagree with Milo on a lot of things, okay? I have a lot of respect for the fact that somebody's willing to sit down with people that they don't always agree with, and it's an intimidating environment. So never, ever harass anybody that's willing to step up. When I saw that with you, I posted underneath it. I was like, don't fucking attack people that are saying they're willing to have the conversation. How counterproductive is that? These guys are saying, hey, dude, fuck it. I disagree with you, but let's go talk civilly and try to have a funny conversation. Yeah.
Well,
and actually,
in person, it's always civil.
Right.
On the internet, it's almost never civil.
Well, I mean, I defended last year the Legion of the Skanks because remember at Skankfest, there was that whole thing that people were doing white power chants and a bunch of comments.
That other thing
No, there was
me.
A...
That thing you
I
did,
personally started a white power chant in a show. Yeah. I am Puerto Rican. If you don't understand that is fucking satire, the reason that people were chanting white power is because they think it's fucking funny. Yeah. They thought it's funny. It's satire. We know it's wrong. That do comics need to understand fucking satire?
Yeah.
That is what's funny about it. We think it's hilarious. The Heil Hitler. When I put a fucking we shaved our pubes off and put them into a Hitler mustache on Ari Shaffir's face.
Yeah.
We are not Nazis. So, We shaped our pubes into a Hitler mustache on our Jewish friend's face. There's nothing. I mean, that's a peak funny. There's nothing funnier. We can stop even trying to do comedy at this point.
So so there were a lot of comics saying like, oh, they're racist, they're this, they're Nazis. So I said, you need to show proof that Lewis actually has Nazi beliefs. You can't just because he made a joke off the cuff or whatever it was. That
of course
you can't. But they don't. They still argued with me.
Their mind is made up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they make a decision that, and it's all based off of emotion, that as soon as somebody disagrees with them, that they are part of the problem. And
that's violence.
I personally, like when you're talking about the big picture issues, social issues in the world, right? Because I don't pay attention to politics. I probably agree with lefties on almost all of them.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. Yeah.
Almost all of them. I mean, we're talking about on business philosophy, which they don't fucking run businesses, so I don't even want to hear their fucking opinions. If you don't run a business, I don't want to hear your opinion on business philosophy. Just like I don't want to hear your opinion on fucking parenting. If you don't have a kid, you don't your opinion on parenting, it's like an outsider, and I take it with a grain of salt.
I don't even
want to
hear parents.
Or even someone giving relationship advice who's not in a relationship.
It's crazy. It's just... Okay. So yeah, I mean, when it comes to business, I would probably see differently than the left. I definitely don't believe in socialism. I don't believe in spreading the wealth. I don't believe in taking away money from people that work really hard for it, but that's sort of something that, you know,
but
it's not, you know, I don't think that should be something that a person that doesn't see it eye to eye on would go, I can never be friends with that person. That person is a Nazi.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's not why people say that Milo's a Nazi.
Why do people say, all right, so
let's do plugs first.
And let's finish the plugs really quick. Zach, plug your shit.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network. Zach Mika's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight. Tonight, it's me, Andy Fiore from Defend Your Movie, and Simon Abrams, the film critic for RogerEbert.com and Variety, sitting down and watching one of my favorite movies, The Stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com. That's the website. I think I'm just going to use that as my website altogether. Yeah. I like the fact that it's a really long domain name. you guys can get everything there this week, starting next week, tour dates and everything. And you can buy the special, the number one comedy special in the fucking world. The only one you need to listen to, guys. Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez. Anywhere you buy comedy specials, go purchase it. If you haven't purchased it, go leave us a fucking positive review somewhere, or leave an honest review. Fuck positive reviews. I don't want a positive review. If you don't like it, tell me you don't fucking like it, right? Skankfest is sold out. There are people trying to sell their tickets. I know I saw probably about 10 people on the Reddit and on Twitter being like, hey, we're trying to get rid of these tickets. We can't go for whatever reason. So if you guys are looking for tickets, you can get them out there here and there. You could buy them. You could also enter for a free chance to win Skankfest tickets at infinitecbd.com/skankfest. We are 3.5 weeks away. 4 weeks? How many weeks? I don't know. However many weeks we are, it's fucking happening.
Three.
June 21st through 23rd. 3 weeks. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I'm getting anxiety right now thinking about it. All right, that's it. So, okay.
Milo.
Let's talk Milo. Yeah. Let's just get this out of the way because we have other things to do. We have Real Estate of the Week and everything to go over. But let's start with you, James.
Okay.
You would categorize Milo as a Nazi.
A Nazi sympathizer, but he's also said other stuff that I think should ban him from having any type of platform.
Any type of platform. Now, okay, so...
What
is it that he has said that you believe... Because I'll make it clear, I'm not debating if Milo is a Nazi, or I'm not debating if he's a Nazi sympathizer.
I mean, that's just a label.
But I will say, in my research, because it's an aside, this is like a subcategory here. In my research, I don't see that he said anything so crazy that he should not be able to speak his opinions. Okay. Nothing. Literally, I haven't seen anything, so maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Like I said, I'm not a researcher. I haven't done a shit ton of research. I'm just saying the things that people pointed me to when I read them and do a little bit of research on them, I go, oh, well, he's either obviously kidding there or he's saying something that isn't really that fucking crazy. It's just a little, it's definitely, you know, conservative. It's definitely right wing. And he's saying it in a provocative way to get a rile out of people. So also I will say, I don't really feel bad for Milo being deplatformed on a personal level because I'm like, dude, you know what you're doing. You're trolling. And when you get trolled, you know,
he knew what game he was playing.
Yes.
Well, he's
I had a person hit me up being like, dude, I called James Adomian a faggot on Twitter and they banned me. But you know, what are you gonna do? And I was like, dude, delete the fucking tweet. What are you doing? Who cares? You're gonna create a new account because it was that important to take that dig at some dude you don't know. So I don't necessarily feel bad for the person that you know, gets essentially what's coming to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's going to happen. I can't say faggot on Twitter. Do you know how many times I want to call somebody a faggot this past week on Twitter? If I type in those words, I'm gonna get my account suspended. Yeah. That is the rules you sign up for. You're signing a terms of service and an agreement saying that you're gonna do that. There are rules. Every business
it's
a has
private
a right.
company.
Yeah, they
it's
have
not,
a right.
It's not protected by the Constitution.
It's the
that's what people don't
understand. It's the Fifth and 14th Amendment.
Exactly. So what do you think that Milo has said that is so bad that you feel as if he should not be given any platform? We should never hear him speak about anything.
Okay, well, for one, Milo is on record being supportive of pedophilia. So he thinks that once a kid hits puberty, 12, 13, that they can fuck a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, and that's totally fine.
Did you listen to what he said on that?
I did, yeah.
I did, too.
Yeah. Once he got fired from Breitbart, he took it back. But before then, he was...
I'm taking it back. I heard what he said. I heard when he said he was saying it in a very provocative way. Once again, when you...
I said it a couple of times.
I know. He just said it on Rogan, and they said it on another podcast. I forget the name of the podcast. Yeah. And what happens is when you start speaking provocatively, right? And you're trying to be funny, you're trying to be edgy, right?
He wasn't trying to be funny, though.
No, he was making
a point.
He's
not a comic.
Hold on. He was making a point while trying to be provocative and funny and edgy. The bigger point was, that I took from it, was that he was 13 or 14 years old and was dating an older man and was essentially raped by this man and now has a fucked up view of what the relationship between a victim and their abuser is. That was the number one thing that I took of it.
He also said consent is oppressive. So there should be no such thing as consent.
Used
the word oppressive.
What he said was the consent laws are probably about spot on, but there are cases. This is a quote. I mean, I watched it. Literally, I watched him say it. I did the research on this. He said, I do not believe any change in the legal age of consent is justifiable or desirable, Yiannopoulos said. He was referring to comments in the live stream interviews more than a year ago, which he said, we get hung up on this kind of child abuse stuff. This is arbitrary and an oppressive kind of consent. So what he was saying there was there are cases where 15-year-old or 14-year-old people can consent and it's not being raped. And that in his case, it was beneficial that in a lot of cases, young men or, you know, gay people, they don't have anyone to come out to. They're from a Christian household and they suppress it. And it does a lot more damage. And he says a lot of times you date an older man, he can sort of show you the ropes, for a lack of a better term. Now, I don't agree with that.
Do you know when that quote was? Was that after he got fired from Breitbart?
No, that was during the interviews. That was during the Joe Rogan interview and during the other one. That's what he was literally talking about. He wasn't saying, I'm down for 14-year-old boys to be fucking older men. He was speaking very...
He's open to the idea, though.
About a very nuanced thing that, at the very least, you can step back and go, okay, I disagree with that. But that's an interesting point. From a person who was assaulted, from a person who was a victim, if he was not a Trump supporter, if he was not right wing, the left would just call him a victim. And everyone would say that people are victim blaming right now because he was a person that was hurt. When women are abused by their boyfriends, they go, oh, he didn't mean it. And they go back to them and they go, you know what? He just gets angry and I shouldn't have done that. I got that out of him. We say that woman has been fucking indoctrinated into that abuse. And I believe that's what Miles' perspective was. Now, he had to play a political game after the fact. Yeah, he had to go, oh, you know, I'm a victim and take it all back and harp on that point.
Yeah.
But when I heard about it at the time, I was like, well, that's sort of unfair because I don't believe that's exactly what happened.
But he's basically saying, all right, but even if you want to make that argument that he was hurt, that he was sexually assaulted when he was young, he was hurt, he's saying that it's okay to happen to other kids if they think, I mean, if you're an adult, you can trick a 12-year-old
and
11-year-old.
When I was 14 years old and 15 years old, I was fucking. I was not being raped. So
you were fucking other 14 and 15
I was fucking a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, but that's not over the age of, they weren't.
But hold on, Can I consent? Can two 16-year-old or 15-year-old kids consent to fuck each other?
Two 15-year-old kids consenting to each other is different than an older person swooping in and taking advantage, likely, of a younger person.
Agreed.
That's why the laws exist. It's no nuance. It's black and white. This is illegal. This is legal.
Yeah. I agree.
For a reason. Whether or not you agree with the laws, I'm sure there's some people who think murder should be legal. But,
right.
I mean, it shouldn't. If you kill somebody, now you're too dangerous to be in society. You have to go...
I agree with you that I think that's a fucked up way of looking at it, and I agree that it's also fucked
and
up.
And he's also said that kids who are sexually assaulted need to just suck it up, basically. So
yeah, but
he
you're
has no
taking
sympathy.
A quote that's a joke. Literally, that
is. How do we know it's a joke? He didn't even know indication.
Because you're reading it from somewhere. Did you watch him say, you know, kids who have been sexually assaulted
read it,
suck it
up,
Dougie? He's literally that's Dougie. How he talks. He literally goes, he's like, look, if you've been sexually assaulted, you need to suck it up, okay? Because you know what, it was probably pretty good sex. Let's get real. And then he smokes a cigarette. But that out of context, if you take those printed words and put them on fucking paper, it's going to look really damaging and bad. And I think that nuance, when you have a guy who's he's an entertainer and he's trying to be funny with a lot of things that he's saying. And I didn't want this to turn into me defending Milo, because if it was a true Nazi, if it was a fucking guy with a swastika on his chest tattooed and a fucking pointy white hat, and he wanted to sit down in the Legion of Skanks, we decided in that moment we could create something funny about it. It wouldn't be like, oh my God, are we gonna fuck? Let's go fucking rile up the Jews. I believe that I have the right as an entertainer to bring in whoever I want and try to create funny.
But he's not an entertainer.
He's not.
And he is.
He's very confused about who he is, which is, I'll get to, I guess, when I get asked.
I mean, he has said
Hold on a second.
Let Tank go. Good.
So the Onion doesn't purport to be news. It is obvious and outright that this is satire and this is a joke. He does toe the line where he's like, I'm serious when it's convenient, or I'm serious when somebody agrees with me, and I'm joking when it's convenient. That's what bothers me the most about him. Not the fact that the details, the pedophilia, the Nazi sympathizer, I don't think any of it is as important as the fact that PC culture is nuts. It's based in fear. It's not based in love. I think that it's based in fear, and it's actually damaging to the people who – you got to give people a little credit.
And it helps make him popular.
You got to give people a little credit to be able to take some pain in their life. And PC culture is trying to protect everybody and put everybody in a bubble, which is not good for anybody. But with that said, ignorance is just basically not knowing that this word that you're about to use is very damaging to people. So once you know, now you're no longer ignorant. Now you're just an asshole. And instead of being considerate of people – at all, I think he goes out of his way to upset people because he's willing to sacrifice their peace of mind for his need for attention. Yeah. Period.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that's not enough to deplatform somebody. Literally, Tank, by the way, you said it. You nailed everything you just said. I completely agree with everything you just said. And you make a decision and you go, okay, well, is the value of getting attention, laughs, money, it's your job, it's your career, right?
Yeah.
Is that worth possibly hurting some people's feelings?
Not possibly. Now, here's, purposefully, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
I do that personally. I personally
say... But you're a comedian.
So here's the thing. Now we're saying, okay, so he's not a humorist. He's not trying to entertain.
If he is...
He's not, because he's not He's not a journalist like that. He's not. When he does these videos and he goes on these college tours in these campuses, it is a funny, entertaining thing. And I also believe that's why the left is much more scared of it, because if he was just sitting down having a serious talk with his legs crossed and nobody was laughing, or... There'll be times where you watch those videos where he's quote-unquote destroying a feminist. It's funny because you see he'll catch them, right? Because he's good at arguing and he's good at just talking, and he'll just talk them in circles. Hold on. And these are 19-year-old girls that are super emotional.
Yeah.
They're really
damaged,
talking with their heart.
Just like he is.
They're kids,
yeah,
right?
Damaged,
but they're kids.
Though.
And he's good at what he does. So he destroys them. And then I watch the room. You see the other feminists in the room. They're supposed to be agreeing with them. They start to snicker and laugh, and they try to hold it in because he can just entertain a room. So I can't.
But he's been damaged for a long time, and he has a lot of practice being damaged, and he's wielding that as a weapon against these women who he should be trying to help instead of using his experience as
Is the responsibility for social justice, though? I don't believe we have one. I believe that if somebody wants to make a career out of being a troll and they want to just say nasty words into a microphone, no matter how much we disagree with them, I believe that's the right. And in my opinion, I believe that is the way, you know, it's not for me or you to decide, you know, where that artistic line is drawn.
So he also incites violence constantly. He also incites illegal behavior all the time.
Incites it, but where? If somebody shoots up a church, right? And they say, I blame MC Hammer. You know, do we get to say?
No, but Milo said we should gun down journalists in a time when we have record mass shootings in this country. He said we need to go. You could pull it up. He said we have to gun down journalists.
A lot of people would agree with that, Donkey. I think now here's the thing. Yeah, it's provocative.
But he's an influencer.
Ari Shaffir said you need to fucking start shooting politicians in
his
interview
a
year and a half ago.
Wasn't
kidding. Ari wasn't even kidding. He meant it. You understand?
Well, that's fucked up then.
Yeah,
Shame on Ari for saying that.
And to be honest with you, I didn't actually watch that quote. Can you pull up the quote of Milo saying it?
We need to gun down journalists.
Was he being provocative? Does he want people to actually pull a trigger on a journalist's head? I don't know. Has somebody done it?
And then said, but then where's the journalist?
But then
that's a good point. So if you guys are saying he's not a comedian and he's a journalist, isn't he essentially saying to Milo Yiannopoulos called for gunning down journalists on site since it was a private joke? Where was this from, though? I want to do me a favor.
USA Today. That's a pretty reputable source.
No, he means where did he say it?
Oh, that I'm not sure.
How was it said?
But that's what
you
I'm saying.
You can find quotes. You can find 100 pages of quotes of me saying crazy shit. That person needs to be fucking killed. So if you want to take it out of context and put it into an article and say, Luis J. Gomez says all the Jews need to die, you can find that on record somewhere, those words. But you're not finding the fact that we are in the middle of doing a fucking who can say the most offensive sentence contest.
So Where would the line be for you then, to a point where you would be like, okay, now he is inciting violence? What would he have? What would be the context then for you?
The context
to say,
of him inciting violence.
Because if we dig deep, I mean, we only saw the top. I mean, I'm sure it tells you where it says.
I found where he said it.
Go ahead.
He said, "I can't wait for vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down on site." He said to a reporter of the New York Observer over text message.
Yeah, I mean, he's
that's not even a joke, because it's over text message, so it's not even him trying to be funny.
Maybe it is, though. How do you know?
What?
That's where you joke.
Yeah, that's where you say crazy shit.
Yeah, but I mean, if you looked at my text messages to my friends, I mean, first of all, it's a lot of pictures of my toilet bowl, but it's...
You're one of those guys, huh?
Yeah. So, like, hey, dude, you want to see some cool? And it's just my dick.
So what if it was opposite? What if he had said, we need to gun down more kids in schools? Would that be something that you said? All right, he's joking, though.
Yeah, probably. If he said that, I don't believe that anybody believes that. I don't believe that more kids in school need to go down. So the first thing I would take from that is, oh, he's obviously kidding. Anybody would say more kids in schools need to be gunned down.
But does
so
he say he's kidding?
If he believes that... It almost doesn't matter if he believes it, because he said it, and all you have to go off is the fact that he said it. Yeah. Somebody somewhere is going to think, oh, I'm actually right. This feeling that I have
and
of wanting to murder people is justified by this person I have no connection to whatsoever. That's what happens with a lot of these. I think, personally, he talks so much about the left being funded. I think he's fucking funded.
He's 100% funded.
And they've ripped...
He's admitted that. He talks about that. He's broke right now because he has nobody funding him.
Yeah, he's an Asian provocateur.
Yeah.
So 100%. now you're done.
He's for hire. He's a for hired troll.
He's also
at what point when you know that, do you go, "Oh shit, I'm a mark. I'm a part of it. Oh my god, I was gotten by him."
Yeah.
And then he gets to put on his little troll mask again and go he and walk away. Exactly.
Yeah.
So why be that person? So
you would, you don't agree with what he's saying, though. It would joke or not. You're opposed
to it. No, I don't. I'm not opposed to what he's saying either. Yeah. I don't give a
fuck. If he was serious, if he meant it, I'm saying.
If
he wasn't
meant
joking.
It, I don't give a fuck. There are people in the world. And Dougie, let me tell you something. All these fucking little white bitches online that are talking shit.
Yeah.
I've been called a nigger to my face while a rock has been thrown at my fucking head. You don't know racism like I know racism, okay? People don't get it. You have no idea, okay? So people talk all this shit. They don't know my experience. I have a much different experience and a much different perspective on racism than any of these little fucking liberal white kids who grew up in middle class households. I'm fucking telling you, okay?
Then why do you give it a pass?
Because you have to give it a pass. The line has to be drawn. Do we have the freedom to express ourselves and the freedom to create, or don't we? Where's the line? Who gets to dictate what the line is?
Everybody has their own personal words. Everybody has their own personal line. That's the country that we're in. You can't draw one line for everybody.
Everybody gets emotional. So why is my line less valid than your line?
Okay, so let me
Not.
So when you were called the N-word, when someone said it to you, how do you know they were serious or if they were kidding?
She was my grandmother.
Oh. Well. All right, well.
Do you think more people join the KKK because Howard Stern used to have Daniel Carver on? Or do you think they went, wow, this guy's a fucking retard, and it spread more?
Even if 99%...
Well, I know Howard Stern's numbers showed that the people who listened to him the most were the people that fucking hated him. So probably the second one.
Here's what we do with every guest on Legion of Skanks is we leave them enough rope to hang themselves. We don't bring people to be shitty to them at all.
Yeah.
We didn't bring Milo on to be shitty to him. We never brought the girls we fucked or the guys we fucked girls on to be shitty to them. We have had 416 episodes of the show. We've had over 300 guests. Three or four of them have been considered right wing, right? Problematic, quote unquote, right? Everyone else is a fucking bleeding heart liberal left wing comedian.
And just
the narrative that Legion of Skanks is giving a platform to Nazis, it's fucking crazy.
Well, can I bring up another thing that he's done? He trolled someone via PayPal, this Jewish columnist, and basically sent her a Nazi symbol. So PayPal had to actually
he sent her a Nazi symbol. Who cares? I'm sorry.
It's illegal. PayPal.
Yeah, they have their right. They have absolutely
but that's why he's
their
being,
right.
So you have a right to have him on, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't think you...
But
I'm not saying that YouTube doesn't have a right to deplatform or Twitter doesn't. I think it sucks that we are letting political and social issues dictate who can use platforms to create ones that they've tricked us into being dependent on. That's fucked. I have to watch what I'm going to say. I play by the rules on Twitter. I play by the rules. And times that I have had my account locked out because I've said something, I've said something that somebody reported and it's gone too far... I delete it. I go, I broke the rules of that game.
Yeah.
If I walk down the street and I jaywalk and a cop gives me a ticket, I can cry all I want. I still broke the rules and I know the rules and I have to play by those rules or I can fucking move. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So you don't think that there's a problem, there's violence on the rise against minority groups today more than ever before? You don't think there's a rise in mass shootings, and you don't
think
that
violence that's on the rise right now is more an issue from emotional people coming together and trying to shut down ideas. I personally dealt with the left and these Antifa kids and these young comics. Yeah. They're telling people to show up at the Creaking Cave and throw milkshakes at me and Big J.
I mean, that's
Dave.
Just they're being just as bad. They're inciting violence on their own.
Let me tell you something. If somebody threw a milkshake at me, Big J, or Dave, they would be beaten down badly.
That's why they haven't done it, probably.
Period. That's it. I'm not saying it's not a threat. I'm just letting you know. Tank, I'm assuming if I walked up to you, I'm your friend. If I say, hey, Tank, and I smash a milkshake on your head, you'd probably pop my fucking head off my shoulders.
After I licked what was available in my mouth.
He needs those carbs. Yeah. He needs a little bit of sugar.
Can I go backwards what for a second? Fuck? When you said he sent Nas symbols to check on PayPal, I don't know the context.
I mean, you could.
But how fucking funny would it be to send your really, really Jewish friend a payment, but they have to accept it like for the rally?
Yeah, I forgot the number. It was like a Nazi number that
hilarious.
He sent her.
$14.88.
Yeah.
What is it?
Which is
$14.88.
Okay. To a Jewish columnist.
What's $14.88?
Hold on. That is so obviously a troll. I mean, what do you want me to do?
That's insane to do that.
It's not insane.
Yeah, but why
be? Who cares? Jewish columnist can't fucking get. I've dealt with so much real adversity in my life. Maybe it's because I can't look past my own fucking shit. I have real problems.
Well, here's
if that is enough of a problem to get you upset, James. I want your fucking life. Holy shit, goddamn it! James Montillo has the best life.
No,
in the world.
But
you were upset about Milo sending a girl a payment that was a number that. That's crazy, dude. Go outside. Smell the fresh air. Life's fucking great.
But when you have stuff like Charlottesville happening, when you have there's Nazis speaking out now,
Doggy,
stuff
if like
that.
You know what happened? I have more listeners to fucking. I mean, there was 110 people that were going to show up for some fucking thing. And nearly with the amount of people, we live online now, okay? Let them go with their fucking tiki torches.
I'm talking the first one.
The violence that happened there was Antifa people showing up and starting fist fights with people.
He's talking about the
guy who drove the car and killed him was a white supremacist.
That was a crazy motherfucker. I can name 10 crazy motherfuckers that are liberals that do other crazy shit. You're talking about individual cases. These aren't things you're.
Yeah, but the whole world is made up of individual cases happening over and over again. That's exactly.
Of course, but is that, hold on, is that happening regularly? Let me say something. Are there Nazis going around killing people regularly for the name of Nazis?
Yeah.
We don't need to get to that point, though.
No, they're actually are.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's too far.
We've
happening.
We've had two of the worst synagogue shootings in the last year from white supremacists, so they actually are.
But then we've also had 20 of the worst shootings in the world. I lived through 9/11. I was here, dog. Okay, so is there a problem with Islam? I don't think there's a problem with Islam. No, I don't. I don't think that we shouldn't have. I don't think that people shouldn't be able to express that they love fucking Allah. I think that people should be able to say it in whatever way they want. And they can say, fuck America. I'm glad that 9/11 happened. They have the right to say it on a podcast at a comedy club.
Well, but
you should trust the comedians who are at the helm, who are good fucking people, people that care about other comics, people who care about people, good fucking fathers, people who genuinely try to help fucking people. You should trust them that those good people are going to create some interesting content. And if there's a bad person there, that will obviously stand out very clearly as a juxtaposition of those fucking good people. And the problem is people that are on the other side are saying, well, they're sitting with him. They are Nazis. That's them.
No, I don't agree with that.
And they're painted with this picture. And you go, dude, you're just creating enemies out of anybody. And it just expands. And then you go, well, Trump will 100% win again. Guaranteed. I didn't think Trump was going to win last time. I was like, no, there's no way. When I woke up the next morning, I was like, are you kidding me? Trump won this fucking election? Yeah. Now it seems like Trump's going to win.
Well, first he woke up and went, the election was last night?
But now it seems like likely that Trump's going to win again. So I know he's going to win again. I don't give a fuck who they have. They could have fucking Jesus or Gandhi or whoever the fuck they want come and run against him. It's not happening. And it's because most people don't care. So when you push people in the corner and they don't care, they go, yeah, fuck it. I'll vote for Trump. How about that, dickhead? I am a Nazi. Ooh.
I don't know if he's going to win again.
I bet you he does.
He's very far behind.
I bet you he does.
There is a bet on it now.
Why are people telling me that you used to be a Trump supporter?
I grew up in a Republican family. I'm pretty right wing, so like,
you know,
not anymore. Well, not anymore. I've kind of shifted more, but so all my opposition to Milo was not political. It's just the stuff that I just brought up.
Right.
Yeah, but I grew up in a very right wing. My neighborhood was very conservative, so it's not like I'm just some liberal coming on to bash Milo.
So you understand?
I see both sides.
Other side
I'm kind of on both sides. Yeah, now I'm more on the left a little bit.
Can I ask an honest question?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
If for them to have Milo on, mm-hmm. what is the difference? Like, if Barbara Walters interviews Jeffrey Dahmer. Does that mean she's pro drilling holes in gay guys' heads?
No, and she's also giving a huge platform with millions of people. Like for the Barbara Walters example, okay. Huge platform to millions of people and having a very serious conversation. She's platforming that person to
where
tell their
side.
Where
if she says what happened in your childhood or something could paint him in a sympathetic light.
Because the thing with Jeffrey Dahmer is it's not an ideology that he had. What Milo is pushing is an ideology and he's inciting violence. Jeffrey Dahmer, they were all just cases of him being crazy.
I can also just name other people who are inciting violence in a much bigger way.
Like
I mean, if you walk through Times Square, there are fucking black Israelites that are fucking telling you that the white man needs to be killed.
They should not be given a platform either. I wouldn't.
They should, though.
No.
I would love an Israelite podcast. I would put it on Gas Digital. Are you fucking crazy? Do you know how interesting that would be? This is the point, right? So let's say they are, even if we were being serious with Milo, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to have, even if it was a serious conversation, people that have opposing views sit down, have a conversation, everybody listening in can start to understand each side a little bit better, and then make a decision based on their own thoughts and their own experiences in life and come to the truth.
Because
that's what the truth is, because Milo is right about certain things that he's saying. I promise you, I don't know. I don't pay attention to Milo. I promise you there are things that you agree with Milo on. Guarant fucking tea.
Okay, so let me go back to something we were talking about earlier. So when we were talking about Skankfest last year, and you said that you wouldn't, if someone was making actual white power chants, like if someone was actually being racist, you would not tolerate that.
I'd punch him in the fucking mouth. Okay. Now it's also a crime, and I should be arrested.
Okay,
for that.
Can I bring up a point?
I mean, that point. If somebody was actually, fuck all these fucking niggers that are here, mm-hmm. and a legitimate racist person was being a piece of shit in that sense,
would you call them out on Twitter?
But
you
the problem
would
is,
I call them out on Twitter? Yeah. No, I'd punch him in the face.
No, he would turn my mic off.
No, I'm saying if you had thousands of thousands of people doing, you would call them out. You'd say these people, you know.
You don't think there's anybody in that crowd that felt a little bit. Like,
but I have a point to bring when he's done.
They felt
so,
like you.
I'm sorry.
So
I don't want to move on from his point before I move on to the next one. So hold that thought. I apologize.
Okay. So
I'm gonna
forget. When Milo, this is just
give him a notepad.
This is another example of where he went too far. I think so. When he went after Leslie Jones, pretty bad. You know, he made fun of him.
Read all three tweets. Fucking mild. Okay. I said worse shit yesterday on Twitter.
I agree with that.
Mild.
What he said wasn't. So awful, but a lot
but his fans
of a lot
said
of
it was awful.
But
well,
he didn't condemn.
Fans have said it was awful
okay, but
too.
There's a difference. You said you would condemn them. He didn't condemn any of his fans. He
I would
said
condemn
it's
my
fine.
Fans for being violent. I would condemn my fans.
No,
for
what if they were just racist?
Threatening violence.
What if they were just saying the N word and
I don't
tweeting
care,
it?
Dude.
You wouldn't
I don't
say
care
anything.
Because they're being funny. They're trying to be funny.
If they were
that's all they're trying to do. That's literally what they're trying to do. That's what internet trolls are. You guys, and you know this better than anyone, Tank. Internet trolls. They are trying to make themselves and others laugh. This is not a place from let me try to actually hurt people. People being hurt is a byproduct of them getting their attention.
See,
it's a very similar thing.
Which
you're talking about Milo, describing Milo.
Yeah.
That's the exact same description of an internet troll.
There's
I
not
think
one,
it's flipped
there's,
with him.
There's not one of all the racist comments that his supporters made towards Lindsay Jones. There wasn't one example of him saying, you know, don't say that. And you said you would tell your followers if they said they were white supremacists, you would tell them off.
There was probably too many tweets to manage.
He didn't say
at that
any. No,
also.
You just make a general statement he could have made. I don't. Some of my supporters are making racist comments. Really
sure.
bad comments.
Fine.
About
I will give you that. I probably would have handled it differently, right? I probably would have been like, hey, guys, I'm fucking around.
And do you think it would be fair to say that if you let your supporters keep saying the N-word, you know, saying we need to kill Jews, if you tolerate it and didn't say anything, do you think it would be at least fair to say that you sympathize with them if you didn't say anything contrary to what they were saying, if you didn't make
no,
a statement?
No, because that's not the game he's playing, right? So I'm a little different. I'm actually, whereas we're provocative.
So what's
and we
the
try
line
say,
and what's the difference?
Let me say this. We do try to be provocative and say fucked up things for the sake, and we are legitimately satire. Like Legion of Skanks, we say fucked up things for the sake
but
of...
But you've never said anything that I'm like, that's really racist.
You haven't listened to every episode.
No, but I'm...
You said the N-word three times since we've been in.
No, but he was using it in
I've thought it 15.
Yeah. So... I'm sorry, what was your question again? One more time, I got distracted.
So what's the difference then between you and Milo? Then him
so
not condemning his supporters.
Is, the difference is
he
this.
Could have just put one tweet out.
It's the way that I choose to run my business, right? So the business of Luis J. Gomez, I'm known as being somewhat honest, and I think that's part of my brand. He's built a brand out of being a troll, and
time's up though. Like it's over for him.
And back to the
It's also I don't feel bad.
Me either.
I'm just saying, I don't feel bad for Milo because he knows what he's doing. When they go on, when you go on Twitter and you start trolling people like that,
he pushed it too far.
Okay, but can I bring
Owen Benjamin as well? I brought up the point about Owen Benjamin. Owen trolls people. Okay, I talked to Dave about Owen yesterday, and I literally said to Dave, and I was like, "Why does everyone tell me that?"
Who's that?
Can I bring up another?
Who's Owen Benjamin?
He's a great comic. One second.
Okay.
I was like, "Why do people keep on telling me that Owen Benjamin hates Jews, like legitimately?" And this is Dave, who's one of my best, is my brother, who's Jewish, proud of being Jewish, and friends with Owen. He's closer to Owen than I am and talks to Owen regularly. And he goes, "Oh, he kids about it all the time. He just makes the dumb joke and now he leans into it because people think he hates Jews. So now he constantly is just saying things about how the Jews are running the banks and the media." And it's become a thing where, like, I have people like, that guy's a fucking anti-Semite, and I'm going like, I know Owen, dude. He's not, but it becomes a thing where it's like, that's, he decided that he wants to go down that path and troll. Now, I don't, if there are Jewish people that are offended by Owen and don't want to listen to his program, I am not, I understand that. That's not their cup of tea. I don't want to watch fucking, you know, I don't want to watch fucking cartoons in the morning, you know, because that's not my cup of tea. That's not what I want. But I do believe that you can toe that line. And I should say, they can go as far as they want. If there was a neo-Nazi podcast, I don't believe that it should be taken off of iTunes. I just don't.
Okay,
I think people should be exposed to it and should hear. We can't erase history, dude. Racism is fucking real. Okay, so to try to pretend that it's not a real fucking thing, it is a very like.
But you do have to
ideological thing.
You got to try and minimize it. And the problem with what he's doing and what I was going to say before, and I have two quick points. One is that I guarantee. So when I used to drink, right, St. Paddy's Day was like a holiday to me because
muscle milk.
What'd you say?
Muscle milk.
Yeah, muscle milk, yeah.
No, That's what he calls it?
I was a fucking blackout drunk. On St. Paddy's Day, New Year's Eve, I liked it because I felt like I was now a part of something. Like, I didn't seem so fucked up by comparison to what everyone else was. So I guarantee you, I don't know, but I would bet my life on the fact that at your event, when you started that white power chant, there were a handful of people that were like, oh shit, I can fucking do this freely now. Nice. And they were throwing it up and they felt good about it, which is what happens on Twitter. The problem with Twitter is that it's not a comedy club. It's a global platform. Yeah. And when you are pushing people in one direction, you're going to get people who feel empowered enough to go, you know what? Maybe I'm not crazy. Maybe if I do this, people will have my back and I'm going to go attack some people. So, and see
those what people, if there are people that are attacking people based off of things they read online, that is in them. And I believe if Milo didn't exist, they will go to the next guy. You know, they're going to go to the next guy.
But they're not going to feel empowered.
But don't give them more options. Give them less options.
But it's not. Milo's one of the guys you should probably want them to go to if they're going to go for that shit. Because Milo's a gay man, married to a black man. He's trying to be humorous. He does agree with a lot of the stuff on the left. It's somebody that you should go like, oh shit, you know what? Well, he can be a powerful ally as opposed to just being the enemy. I look at somebody like that and I go like, it's so, the left is so being trolled by a guy like this. You know, Richard Spencer, that he wants a fucking white ethno state. Fuck that guy. Yeah. That is legitimate.
So you wouldn't have him on.
No, because there's nothing funny about that guy. But hold on, I also would defend my right to have Richard Spencer on Legion of Skanks podcast. I personally, as a person who produces podcasts, runs a podcast network, runs a really good podcast, runs three really good podcasts. I book these shows myself.
Yeah.
I have some insight as to what makes a good podcast. I think that's one of the things that I know in the world, right? And I don't think that Richard Spencer could sit down with the Legion of Skanks and have a funny, interesting, unique podcast. I think it would be dry. He'd be trying to do these things. He wouldn't laugh at us making fun of him. When Milo called, he called ICE or the Department of Homeland Security on his landlord. He found out she was an illegal on the show. He called. He's like, all right, hold on. I have to call the Department of Homeland Security. And it's this big fucking thing that he's doing.
He's a dick. That's the problem. He's a fucking ass.
But he's hurting people.
But we're fucking, we start fucking with him because we make fun of him. Ari starts making fun of his hair. The difference is he just laughed. And he was like, yeah, I know, man. I'll be right back. And then he ran out and called
him. But fuck him for laughing. The problem with him, and I do feel bad for him also because he had a rough childhood. He had some traumatizing things. He's obviously dealing with it in a really fucked up way. But the Slut Whisperer is, from what I hear, a very nice guy. But he poured champagne on one girl's ass one time, and now he's known as the guy who fucking has to be
Carell?
A piece of shit.
Carell used to work at Carolyn's.
I know.
Carell personally,
I know.
Yeah.
So the argument for him is that he's actually a nice guy. Well, I can't get to that. Because 98% of what he shows us is him being a piece of shit. Yeah. He was taken off of Instagram.
Yeah, but isn't that... But you even said that.
But
you
can't say it's an act if it's your whole life. It's got to become an act anymore.
It's something that exists. And if if he's a good person, right? If you know that.
You're asking for anarchy, basically.
Let's say Carell and you know he's a good person, right? And he's creating this content that some people go, that's really offensive. Some people go, that's really funny. I like that. It's
not funny though. It's degrading for the point of being degrading. Yeah. That's really all it is.
To you, dude, but that's your opinion, right? So people would also go, you know what, dude,
but who's
fuck Tank, fuck his memes. I hate what he says and everything. It's always so fucking preachy.
Else's opinion would I have except for my own?
But you can't assign that opinion to society.
However, if the content is damaging to the greater good.
But you think that. What if I believe when I say jokes with the N-word in them, right?
Yeah.
The reason it's not damaging to the greater good, because maybe there are a few people. Maybe there's a handful of people that go, oh, dude, I could fucking say nigger, and it's funny, right? Maybe there are. there are hundreds of thousands of people that listen to it that are going, it made me laugh. I had a hard day at work. My wife is black. She laughed her ass off at this. Because, by the way, brown people love racial jokes. Just so you know, go to a Hispanic, go to a Puerto Rican comedy show or a black comedy
I'm
show.
I'm not saying you should.
They love it.
I'm not saying you shouldn't make jokes, but when that act blurs the lines into your whole reality and existence,
but,
then you're...
Yeah, but then the other thing is people on the left are blurring those lines even more and going, well, that's not funny. Oh, okay. That's not supposed to be funny. Guys like
but I'm not making
I'm personally being told that I'm a Trump supporter. They literally go...
So am I.
If you go to the Antifa website, they go, Legion of Skanks, Trump supporters. This is a quote. And you're like, what are you talking about? Dave wants Trump to be fucking impeached and tried on war crimes. Me and Jay could give a fuck less about politics. We don't care. Yeah. I didn't vote in the... I haven't voted since the year 2000.
I'm not making an argument for the extreme left. I don't make an argument for either extreme. I think both... If you're extreme in any facet of your life, especially politically or socially... Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's missing. You've been misdirected and you're using some kind of experience in your life. Like that girl, I watched the video of, not Steven Crowder. What's the guy's name? Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin.
Yeah.
Very smart guy. It seems like Dave Rubin and Steven Crowder and Jordan Peterson, these guys have all sat and thought reflectively and considerably about the way they feel about something. They're not just trying to ruffle feathers.
Right.
You want to ruffle feathers, you had your run, you're done
but Milo
now.
Milo doesn't come off like Jordan Peterson. Milo comes off halfway in between somebody who thinks about the thing and then a comedian.
A confused,
he's... By the way, off air, I mean, I talked to Milo off the air. He was here for an hour before the show. You know, he was like, I should just become a stand-up comedian. I mean, half my tours was just me being funny anyway. I just say the first thing that comes to my mind. He's just like, he's just trying to fucking do his thing. And
but his thing sucks. That's the problem.
His thing may suck. That's fine. It can suck. Yeah. I think a lot of things suck. If I watch Comedy Central right now, I think most of it sucks. And you agree.
But yeah, of course.
We all agree. Most of it sucks.
So you don't think he incites violence? I don't think
Milo personally incites violence. Out of everything that I've seen and heard.
If a few lone people are nuts, and I'm not saying that's what it is.
If what people? Sorry.
Lone wolf type people are doing violence. Dude, didn't somebody shoot Reagan because they wanted to impress Jody
Foster?
That was Foster?
One person, though.
You're talking about a handful of examples.
It's always one person, though.
Somebody because they're influenced by a video game. Or
but what?
Game.
If, all right. So what?
Crazy people are going to find a reason to justify.
But I don't know this, but really quick. I want to answer this because if you went down every mass shooting in the past 20 years, right, and you were to break down their social, political views, racist, not racist, whatever it is, and you were to put it on some sort of chart, right?
Yeah.
But do you think that the commonality there would be that they listen to some white right-wing person speak about racism and they then use that to go create murder? Or do you think it would be that they
talking about mass shootings or school shootings? Because one is a psychotic episode. The other one is somebody being bold enough to go take action on this ideology that they tell.
You're right.
We've had two.
Ding, 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 ding.
The other one's a real motherfucker.
Somebody's crazy. Some of these guys are just real.
So the past 2 years, we've had the two worst synagogues. We had Pittsburgh. We had another synagogue. You don't think that's linked at all to anything that white supremacists are saying?
I think it's more linked to the extreme views of the left.
You think that there's synagogue shootings because of the left?
One, yes.
It's extremism, but it's not.
It is a volley back and forth. I'm telling you right now, you guys are creating something by being so, not you, I shouldn't say that. The extreme left is creating an extreme right. The extreme right, KKK wasn't a real thing. There was just a protest with, I guess, KKK was going to march, right? And it was 10 people that was going to march.
What year was this?
A month ago.
Okay.
Well, that's because other groups are cooler and more organized now, though. The KKK
is an older
group. I'm just saying the amount of outrage and the amount of effort and energy that went into shutting this down, you would think that it is like a big, and that I sort of made the point about the tiki torches, you know, before. It's like 100 people show up. That is a blip. That is nothing.
Well, Charlottesville
but
wasn't
it's
100
not.
People.
There's
no, in the beginning it was. In the beginning, Charlottesville was 100 people. And then, hold on, Antifa came out to protest. Then more counter-protest. Then it got online. And then it became this big thing where it would have been 100 guys with tiki torches
we
walking
down
going like, we want to unite the right. We do know it.
There's a few things that you can do in your life and stances you can take that define who you are as a person, large or small. You can live an entire life, 90 years of being a great guy. You murder somebody, you're now a murderer, unfortunately. That's your legacy.
I'm not saying dangerous words in that category.
Here's another.
It's not as extreme as that. You're right. There is a line where you become a piece of shit, and I don't think it's not even that I don't think you should be platformed. There was a guy who murdered his mom. Mm-hmm. That was a Legion of Skanks fan, right? Okay. This guy murdered his mom. He used to be in the background of Legion of Skanks all the time. He was a comic from the Creek, right?
Yeah.
And he ended up murdering his mom. He's in a hospital now. He's in a psych ward.
Yeah.
And I wanted to interview him. I wanted to go to the Legion of Skanks, go to their psych ward, and interview this guy. This guy's a fucking murderer. A murderer. He took the life of another human being.
So if he encouraged other people to murder, to murder their parents, would you still want to talk to him and see why he thinks that?
Yeah.
So you're not afraid?
Yeah, I think it'd be a really interesting conversation.
In all fairness, Lewis is immune to that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, my parents, my dad was murdered. I also am very triggered by that subject. I have a personal experience with that subject, right? So even if he was a crazy motherfucker that was going, everyone should be murdering their moms. I'm telling you right now, anybody who hears that and murders their mom is already fucking crazy. That's not the what do they call it? The haystack? Needle in the haystack.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
That's the thing. But also a needle on a haystack.
The catalyst?
It's not the needle that you stab the horse with is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you don't believe it's such a thing as inciting violence, then? You don't think it exists?
Not on that
because
level.
Because it's in the Constitution.
Yes, I do believe that there is such thing as inciting violence. All right, I'll give you an example. I wanted to do this. This was a great idea that I had. And then everyone on my team said, don't do this because it's inciting violence and you're going to get somebody killed and you'll probably go to jail. Yeah. So I wanted to, as a response to the Legion of Skanks thing, I wanted to just go and I wanted to plan a live speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be like, Milo's going to be there, Jordan Peterson, all these guys. I was going to say it. I was going to say it was in Washington Heights in a project building. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Then,
yeah.
The morning of, I was going to show up and be like, yo, these white power motherfuckers are coming in today. We got to stand up. And I was going to give out flyers showing the symbols of these white power guys.
It's a bad idea.
Symbols was going to be what I showed them. So the people in the hood would think that the Antifa people were the white power people. Antifa people would come protest the white power people in the projects. The people from the projects would then stomp the Antifa people out in a big, crazy, hilarious war.
Wait, who told you not to do that?
I mean, hilarious.
Anyone. Manson's murders were supposed to do.
So question, do you honestly think that that is a good idea and you would go through with that if nobody said otherwise?
I'm lazy.
So let me say this. Let's say it's opposite. Let's say there was someone that you really kind of looked up to that said to do it, that really pushed you to do it, and you did it, and someone got killed.
I'm being funny. And I'm being provocative, by the way.
Yeah.
I just said that.
That was a real question. I'm not judging.
Being funny and I'm being provocative. If somebody really did that and somebody got killed, I think that the person who incited that should go to jail. I think the person who came up with a detailed plan to go and execute.
It's intent to harm. That's the problem.
Yes. It's legit. But it's action. Right? It's actually action. It's me printing out things. It's me showing up. It's me conspiring to create this thing. Now, if Milo conspired to have a person hurt, legitimately hurt, it's a crime, and I think he should be arrested for it. But I do believe that even if somebody was...
Got shot, he didn't get arrested. If someone gunned down journalists, then you want to talk about what he should have done.
He sent that to another journalist, which is also another...
It was just a fuck you. Like, some journalist asked him a question, and he went, oh, I can't wait to...
All right, let me bring up this point.
He's being provocative in attacks, and it wasn't supposed to be shared with anybody. He wasn't inciting violence. That journalist, that leaked that, isn't that person now more responsible because that was a personal message to this person? Is that person not more responsible? Hold on, what is this? He continued, I sent a troll about vigilante death squads as a private response to a few hostile journalists who were asking me for a comment. Basically was saying fuck off, and then they published it.
But that's not a way of saying fuck off.
He wasn't broadcasting.
Saying fuck off is not I hope you get murdered. It's different.
But that's not a death threat. And that's not even, I didn't even realize that's what it was. I thought in an interview, he said, I can't wait until journalists start getting gunned down. That's what I thought it was. He texted that to somebody.
To a journalist.
Saying, I hope you die. So now hold on. Do you know how many times I've said to somebody, I hope they die?
He said every day.
Every fucking employee at Gas Digital gets those words if they fuck up anything.
Well, you're a psycho. So.
Of course. But should I, if somebody killed Mike Harrington, because the amount of times that I said, you need to fucking die, you idiot, on this show.
Yeah.
Am I now responsible? Am I truly legally responsible? Should I now not ever have a voice? Because in a provocative way, and I'm being funny now, in the moment, I kind of do wish death upon him. But where is that line where somebody gets to go, like, let me decipher this? In my opinion, when you literally take somebody's rights away, when you infringe on somebody else's rights, that's where you cross the line. And when you break the law of the land, that's where you cross the line. But
the laws are the lines, though. The laws are the lines.
What laws is he broken?
Okay, then
being a jerk.
Let me.
That's not laws, though. You can be a jerk. People believe that people are jerks.
Yeah.
All right. Look, guys, give me a second. We have to take a moment and talk about one of our sponsors, which look, it's kind of hard to just get this in there. I guess if you're a neo-Nazi and you're looking to shave your head into a nice, slick skinhead type of look, shaveessentials.biz is a great place to get it done. You don't have to be a neo-Nazi. I'm just letting you know that if you really want to get it close to the skin, boom. Shaveessentials.biz is the fucking place.
Or if you're one of the guys protesting the Creek and Cave right now, you can use these to shave your pussy.
Yeah. ShaveEssentials.biz has everything you need for a quality shave at incredible prices. With ShaveEssentials.biz, you can always have access to quality razors. No more razor bumps, razor burns, or wasted money on expensive shave gear. Just go to ShaveEssentials.biz for all of your shaving essentials, including double-sided safety razors, gripped-handled razors, natural shave gel, replacement razors, everything you need for a solid fucking shave. You guys know what's up. We love this company. They're a big fan of the show as well, so support them. ShaveEssentials.biz is the website, and the promo code is RAP15. RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. Right now, shaveessentials.biz. All right, where the fuck were we?
All right, so let me bring up another point then. This is going to sound unrelated, but it's related. So think about 9/11 then.
Did you vote for Trump?
No, I didn't.
Did you vote for Trump?
No, I didn't.
Did you vote for Trump?
Did you vote for Trump?
I voted libertarian.
Why did I have multiple
people saying... You
elected
Trump then.
I have multiple people saying that you voted for Trump.
I voted for Gary Johnson.
Well, he voted libertarian, so he did elect Trump. Yeah, okay. Indirectly.
I used Wayback Machine and looked at your Facebook the night of the election.
Oh.
This is not a debate. This is what you posted.
Yeah, I was.
Although I've been critical of Donald Trump, I am happy to have voted for him.
I didn't. I lied.
Hold on. And that he is the president-elect of the country that I love so much. Hold on. I hope President Donald Trump will be able to unite the country and bring us together. This is from James Montello.
Yeah.
It's a great and historic night for the country, and we should all be proud. For those people who say that they are leaving the country because Trump won, then you obviously have no idea what democracy is or what it means to be an American. Also super excited that Mike Pence, a great governor, will be able to serve as vice president.
Yeah.
Hillary and her supporters should be condemned for running a strong campaign.
That changes things.
I urge all of the Trump haters to give him a chance to govern and lead. Tomorrow starts a new chapter in the history of the United States. And as a citizen, I am excited to see what it holds. Now, I'm not criticizing you for
that. No, can I bring up a point? So I did actually vote for Gary Johnson.
Why would you post that?
For his family.
Yeah, my whole family is very right-wing. So I kind of, my aunt texted me on the day, because my mom died earlier.
You could have just not said anything.
I know.
Wait, he just said his mom died.
She died earlier in the year. She was a big Trump supporter, and my family was really bothering me, so I posted that. Not really saying that Trump was great, just kind of, let's bring the country together.
But hold on, so you're saying something you don't believe in a platform to, you know, multiple people, that ultimately they're going like, you're essentially telling them to feel this certain way.
All I said was, let's bring the country together, which is the opposite of what Milo says. Was anything inciting
violence? I don't think that's true,
there?
By the way. I don't think that's true. If you look at what Milo says, I think he's specifically saying bring the country together. He just says a different concept of what bringing the country together is.
But anyway, my political philosophy has changed so much from then. I mean, as you can tell.
I understand that, but you do understand how I would say that this is a little bit fucking weird.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and you know, this is why you have people that are calling you a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Because they fucking remember this shit.
But everything I said about Milo had nothing to do with his political stance. They had to do with him, you know, sending swastikas to people. They had stuff to do with him supporting pedophilia.
Dude, if you ever look at my doodle pad here, I just draw swastikas and burning crosses.
Yeah, but you don't do it. You don't send it to like a Jewish person.
Depending on who's across from me, I just slide the paper over to them.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends. And it would be funny. And you know what? Whatever. I want to wrap this up because we do have to talk about a couple other things. And I feel like we don't really disagree on a lot of these things. I think I agree. Like, yeah, I don't agree with Milo on a lot of these things, but I also don't care about people's political or social views that much if it doesn't affect me in a personal way. So, for example, listen, Milo, he talked on my show about how it's not racism. It's, you know, it's culturally speaking. And he's saying these things, and it's kind of a shitty way to look at it, right? He's talking about these cultures and these Hispanic cultures, and he's making jokes about me being Puerto Rican. And
who did, Milo?
Milo, yeah. Okay. But when we were off air, the guy couldn't have been any more respectful and warm and I didn't get the tone that this guy was legitimately racist or hateful or wanted any harm on anybody.
Well, he hates himself more than anybody.
Probably.
Well,
right.
He said he... Well,
but let me finish the point, okay? Comedians who I fight for our fucking right to fucking breathe, to eat, doggy. This is how we eat. This is the thoughts we have and the words we use and how we construct everything. It all has to come from somewhere. And I've just... In my mind, I believe that you need to give creators the flexibility and trust us and we'll hang ourselves.
Yeah.
People when they know what the, when people know about what the Legion of Skanks are about, they fall in love with us every time. Okay, even if they don't like us. You know how many people have turned from me like, dude, I thought you guys were just pieces of shit. Yeah. We listened to two episodes and you guys are like, oh my god, you're so funny. You're such warm guys. I mean, we listened to four
and then it was like, oh, there are pieces of shit.
It's a little bit of a back and forth, you know.
Three is the max.
But it's like I just feel like we need the flexibility to do that, and we have to be trusted in order to create. And I'm not getting that from that other side. I'm being told from people that I respect James Adomian is somebody that I, you know, sort of comedy before me. I looked up to this guy. You know, he's blocking people on Twitter and he's shitting on us and saying that we're. Now, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm not getting that from this big, bad, evil Nazi who's supposed to hate brown people and Jews. And, you know, he's sitting down with a brown person and three Jews and laughing and letting us bust his balls and fuck with his ideas.
But he turned it off for you guys. He's with people.
Yeah, but that's more important to me. Yeah. It's just more important to me.
To be a chameleon?
The personal interaction, and this is the last thing I'll say on this, personal interaction is way more important to me than online thoughts, online ideas, trolling, all that shit, the shit that people say in the microphones. That doesn't mean as much to me. What means something to me is if I walk up to you, Tank, and you shake my hand and you, hey, what's up, dude? That's so much cooler. I don't really care. When I go buy a bagel, I don't care what the guy's culture is, Jewish. I don't give a shit about where he came from, what his backgrounds are, who he voted for. It means literally nothing to me. I'm willing to coexist with a guy who voted for Trump. Or to be honest with you, if the guy that's bagging my groceries has a Nazi tattoo, but he's still bagging my groceries and still being respectful.
You wouldn't have a problem at all with that if he had a Nazi tattoo?
I mean, me personally, no. I wouldn't go and try to attack him.
I wouldn't have a thought about it.
Because it's illegal.
But like, let's say his arm came up and I saw a little Nazi tattoo right there, right? I would go, oh, shit. In my mind, I'd be like, I'm not going over that guy's house. Yeah. But we're coexisting. We have to coexist. If I was going to freak out on anybody who I believe differently than, okay, I wouldn't be able to make it down the street.
Yeah. Well, there's freaking out and then there's not being a fan of.
Of course, not being a fan of is different. But I'm the comics that were coming out against us and the Creek in the Cave, telling us that we shouldn't even put the guy on the show, telling us not only that we shouldn't put the guy on the show, that we should shut down the Creek. People spray painted "Go Home Nazis" on the Creek.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fucking crazy. Yeah. Okay, people, when they cross the line and start committing crimes,
the extremes go so far they eventually touch each other. You understand that both the extreme left and the extreme right are very problematic. I don't think either of us are making a case.
I think that the extreme right is problematic, but I think it's a direct correlation to the extreme left. I think they're creating that. They're creating the amount of guys like me.
It's chicken egg, because you got people that are, and it's the platform. So you interacting with Milo in the 80s, it would be very hard for him to reach millions of people. The problem is this platform. I honestly, when I said he shouldn't have a platform, I was thinking of like the big three. I wasn't thinking of like little, you know,
podcasts
like,
and like, comedy clubs.
I wasn't thinking of Twitter, and I was thinking of Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Like, you can reach too many people there. It's too dangerous to be able to reach millions of people. Interpersonally, yeah, I mean, I know people way worse than Milo on a personal level.
Yes. I mean, just bad people.
That I just ignore on social media.
Of course. And also, to be honest with you, I know pretty bad people that I don't think that they should lose everything in the world because they've made some bad mistakes in their life. I know people that have murdered people that have gone to jail for it, people that have been reacclimated into society, people that have done drugs, hurt people in many, very, many ways, and they have to become... Here's the thing. This is the most important thing, is that it's... You can do a lot of great things in the world by closing your computer or your phone and just reaching out to somebody and helping somebody. I was on.
You can also stop smoking crack, but quitting social media is.
Well, it's probably more addictive than crack. I think they've done studies on that where
the dopamine is just, it's all run out.
It's crazy.
Brain. Yeah.
So, you know, I think that there's more good to be done, and with people have to stop being so lazy and stop feeling as if tweeting something out or having an opinion online is actually causing any sort of good or bad. Yeah. Right. So I'm very consistent with this philosophy here. Right. So I don't believe that Milo tweeting something out is really causing any sort of real bad. Just the same way that I feel the people that are online.
So
hold on. That are tweeting against it or causing any sort of good. It is this fake sort of thing that exists in this online realm. And when people put their phones away, the person who gets their Uber, every one of these hypocrites, they don't give a shit, dude. If the driver voted for Trump, they just want to hear it. They just want to get to their fucking destination, right? So there's this world where we have to stop that. In my opinion, that's what needs to be stopped. Not, we don't need to stomp out Nazism, because I don't believe that Nazism is a big problem in the United States. I live in one of the biggest cities in the world. I travel all over the country, okay? I don't encounter Nazis very often, and I encounter thousands and thousands of people every year.
Because I think
it doesn't happen. It doesn't really happen.
Because so they're not emboldened to be a Nazi in person. Empowered. They feel that's emboldened the online because they can be somewhat
real.
Anonymous.
It's just tick, 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 tick.
It
tick,
is a real person, though, and it's a real person sending it out, and it's a real person reading it.
But you're feeding the flame by going and pretending that going back online. And there's all of these people who are doing nothing online, is what I'm saying. There's nothing actually being done except data is being transferred back and forth. So the best thing you can do is, if you have a kid, raise your fucking kid. My son, you know what? My son, when I talk to him about marriage, guess the conversation that I have with my son.
What?
Okay? Marriage can be between a man and a woman, a woman and a man, a person who thinks he's a man, and a person who thinks... I say all the fucking dumb shit that you're supposed to say, right?
Yeah.
Because I know the world that my son is growing up in.
It's going to be a long
changing.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
It's changing. And my son can't be an ignorant asshole. I was raised by fucking morons who couldn't navigate a fucking part-time job, much less this big, crazy fucking world, right?
Yeah.
So I'm raising my son, number one, to be a really accepting, sweet person who loves everybody, who wants to hug people. That's what, like, dude, he's so loving, and he hugs everybody.
Can I ask
you a question? So if Osama bin Laden
But that's more valuable. That's way more valuable than going online and saying, we need to fucking stop this. That's all fake. It's just not real.
So if bin Laden was alive, would you have him on the podcast? I know that sounds crazy. Would you have him on the podcast?
100%. Bin Laden?
Yeah.
The biggest podcast ever?
That would be
I would. Like I would give Bin Laden a platform, quote unquote.
And you don't think it would inspire more terrorist attacks? You wouldn't worry about that?
No. No, I wouldn't think that would be the thing that inspired terrorist attacks. I would think that probably his cells of fucking terrorists that he's conducting camps with is what's inspiring him, not the Legion of Skanks podcast. I don't think anybody's listening to Legion of Skanks going to go, you know what? I never thought of it that way. We got to go be fucking homegrown terrorists now.
I don't think anyone, even if it was two or three people.
I think that's a retarded thought.
But you're talking about one instance. People are definitely radicalized by overexposure to crazy ideas online.
Yeah. Of course.
It's never just one thing. So I think the crazier ideas are telling people to shut down speech.
That is a crazier thing.
But it's not even him. It's definitely not him being on one podcast. It's not Milo being on one website. He is 100% part of the problem, though.
Yeah.
Along with other people and along with other outlets. It's never just one thing. Just like it's not one individual who goes and drives into a crowd. It's a part of a bigger problem.
But what is the big... When you're saying him, what is it that he's saying?
Either you're contributing to the...
What is it that he's saying that you're saying that he's part of this bigger picture problem? So we've talked about a few examples, and it's not... I hate the fact that I have to defend him because that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at what people are talking about, which are either out of context jokes, the extreme things every time that I've seen it, because people have sent me stuff.
Yeah.
Every time it's some extreme thing... It's a joke. It's literally so obviously a joke. I come from a humorous standpoint. When he said, he was like, they need to stop crying about it. It is a joke. It's a joke. I'm sorry.
So you think everything he said about pedophilia, 12-year-old should be able to fuck older men, that's a joke, you think?
I think he believed a lot of that, and I think he came from the perspective of somebody who was molested. And I think I feel bad for him that he has that worldview. But I think there's some truth in the statement that he was saying, and I think gay people would fucking really agree with this. If there's a gay guy who has dated an older man, or who didn't, or waited, or you know, when they're 14, 15 years old, and their dad would fucking disown them and kick them out of their house... Who would go, oh shit, I would understand why dating a 21-year-old man that could show me the ropes, why that might be beneficial for my life and put me into a better place in life and it make me a better, more contributing member of society. That's not a crazy thought.
How does that make you a better, more contributing?
If you're happier, if you get a job, if you come out and
you think getting fucked early makes you get a better job?
No, I think being happy.
It could definitely contributes to your sexual ability.
Forget sex. You're not listening to that. Let's say they never have sex. Let's say an older guy never touches. I'm saying... Having the confidence to come out and having friends and not hating yourself and not being like, let's say it's a kid who was raised in a Christian household, right?
Yeah.
And he says, I'm gay. I know this when I'm 8 years old. I know that I'm attracted to my, but his dad is all the time, no faggots in my house, not in my house. And then he suppresses that and holds it in forever. That person, the argument, and I'm not even saying one way or the other, I'm not a psychologist, but the argument is that more beneficial? Is that person more beneficial? Or if he's 15 years old and he starts dating a 21-year-old guy and he falls in love and this guy shows him the ropes.
Difference between 12 and 15 that you have to.
I think the number that he gave was 14, actually.
I think it was 12.
After puberty.
Yeah, after puberty.
I hit puberty at 6. So.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so big.
Puberty was the black girl that lived next door.
Well, he's also, I mean, Milo's also said stuff like, you know, he wishes he wasn't gay, so he is clearly confused.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but he can wish he wasn't gay. That's not a crazy thought.
And he says he won't hire gay people to work for him.
That's not true, because he came in with a gay assistant.
He said it's he wouldn't
but he's saying things.
You could have just said assistant.
Well, then, yeah. That's all we have to go off of, though.
Yeah, what else?
I feel like we're going to wrap up soon. I want to make one quick point.
Please do. And this, by the way, this has been a really good conversation. Yeah. I appreciate you guys coming on and having the people that were afraid to come on the show. There was a couple of girls that pulled out. It was a few. And they one person booked it and then she pulled out. And, you know, people, they think we're trying to bully them. Like, that's not what I do on the show. OK, I never bring people on to not come in and not have, you know, every opportunity to gain fans and to have a differing opinion. We're supposed to have differing opinions. The same reason I say we should be able to talk to somebody like Milo. I want to be able to talk to somebody who thinks I'm a fucking asshole, who hates me, who thinks that I'm an idiot. Come in and sit down and let's have a conversation.
You do three times a week, I promise.
Thank you.
So then, you'd pretty much have any guest on. You'd have Hitler on. You'd have anyone, the worst, you know, people in human history you've had
on. I wouldn't have anyone on. I would have anyone on that I thought it was interesting. And here, this is Hitler on my show. Look.
Oh, wow.
Pull it up. Give some volume. Good job, guys.
Sorry. Well,
that was actually Hitler on my show. I had Hitler on my show.
Yes, technical. I'm 128 years old.
are you 128, Hitler?
Yes.
That's amazing.
My birthday was in April. Those two
April 20th,
faggots
baby.
From Columbine tried to take my birthday away from me.
Yes.
But right, they were.
So yeah, I would have anybody on the show. Maybe you don't understand how big of a fucking...
But that was clearly a joke. I mean, that was clearly a joke.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think it was very funny.
It was not funny, and it wasn't a joke. It was actually a serious conversation with Adolf Hitler. Adolf M. Hitler.
M stands for?
Mein Führer.
Wait, so just real quick. To wrap this all up and to kind of like just be a real person, a real ass person, if you will.
Fuck yeah.
I agree. I disagree with one point you made that...
Me?
What'd you say?
Me or him?
Yeah. Okay. Because to characterize things as getting worse is just inaccurate and false and just not true.
Well, I'm talking about violent mass shootings.
It's not getting worse. It's actually getting way better.
You're talking about specific instances.
Do you have stats
instances.
On that? I think it's the...
I have to look it up. I think violent crime is down.
Look up violent crime.
Violent crime is down.
I promise you.
Mass shootings are definitely up. There's no question about that. But
yeah, but violent crime as a whole is down.
Can
so
we look it
would,
up?
Hold on. Would you rather?
There was a second
people,
part to the sentence.
I'm sorry, but
exactly what you were going to say.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, just like the amount of mass shootings are up, but the amount of shootings and murders from guns are it's way down. It's down year over year over year for the last 30 years.
Yeah, gun deaths are down substantially.
The good stuff is going up.
Look that up.
Look it up right now.
The point is that you can say whatever you want on these platforms. But why do you, A, B, I completely disagree with the fact that, like, things are so good in America and in the world right now that people, that words have now become violence. Let's be honest. Words are not violence, period, end of story. Thoughts are not violence. This is not Minority Report. That's not going to ever be a real thing. You're always going to have to express your innermost thoughts to be able to help, to be held accountable for them. The problem is if you think something enough or if you see something enough that reflects a thought that you have enough, the chances of you acting on it are greater. And if it's a violent act, I want to minimize the amount of opportunities that somebody has to feel justified acting violently.
But
I know they're going. I know they're going.
My problem with that is that's where we start coming down a very slippery slope, because that's going to be what they use to shut down the internet. That's exactly what you just said, that entire speech, which sounds very nice. And I agree with it. Like as a thought and a concept, I agree. Yeah. If something's going to lead to violence, why wouldn't we want to nip that in the bud?
Yeah.
So, hold on, let me make the point.
They're going to eventually say, well, listen, you can't put something on YouTube or you can't put something on Twitter. Or you can't say these words because that's going to incite violence. And as we start going down that path, it's going to be more words, more restrictions, more things. The reason television looks the way it is, the internet will look like television in 10 years. We are not going to have the way it's going to be fucking China, dude. We're going to have, I'm telling you right now, this is where we're going right now is we're going to fucking have so many limitations on what we can do and say online, what we can see online, the words we can say online, and it's going to be wrapped in this whole idea of it's for the greater good and we're trying to make people. But the problem with that is, you know, what about great rap lyrics that a fucking, that, you know, incite violence, shoot a fucking those, cop, shoot him in the fucking head.
But
shoot,
they didn't go unnoticed. Those were major problems.
I know,
back
and
then.
I don't think it was a major problem. I think it was contributing to a culture and art, and it's a part of something bigger. And the words that were used, and maybe some people, maybe some cops were shot.
For
they heard
sure.
that, they heard, you know, what do they
fuck
call
the
it?
Police, NWA.
Dude, yeah. they hear the song, and maybe, I promise you,
yeah,
cops were shot.
100%. That's a problem. If that's
it's
your
a problem, but
if
you know
the,
what?
If that cop is I your family member, then it's a major problem.
So it's a major problem, but I still have that line.
But you
I
don't want to draw. You don't want to draw any lines because you're scared one day one of those lines is going to be where you're at.
Not just where I'm at.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't draw
it's
any
the
lines.
It's the death of creativity. You know, all great stuff comes from taking chances.
Comes from pain.
And the shit, yeah. And pain is dark, doggy. Pain is fucking, it's a, you know, that shit, right? It's not easy to look at, you know? My fucking mother murdered herself with heroin, okay? Literally killed herself. Took her own life with a heroin overdose. I have people telling me I can't make suicide jokes because the gay community suicide rates are really high in gay and trans community. Well, they're also high in the male community. So why don't I have some sort of ownership
but
over...
But the gay community is a much smaller minority than the male community. I mean, it's much easier to...
Why do they get to take ownership over it? Shouldn't technically men have more of a right to it
well,
then?
Well, there's some because... weird game of cards going on in America right now where the more strikes you have against you as far as society is concerned, the more your opinion matters. And I think that's fucking bullshit. Like, if you're a black trans vet... disabled, whatever, you have like a full house and me
HBO
being,
special.
No, you have a full house. You have like three kings and two aces. Me being a white male, straight, know what gender I am. I'm sitting with two
built like a brick shit house.
Two, fucking jacked
great
as
eyes,
fuck. The only
big dick.
The only king I'm holding is the fact that I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic.
Right.
So my opinion means nothing. I think so, that whole game
well,
is
to be honest,
bullshit.
Being a white man is also it's an ace, but it's a different ace. And it's a different game we're talking about. But you're right. I look at philosophy as like you're dealt these cards. And you're never going to be able to get the cards to be even. This whole idea of everybody should have an even playing field.
That's Harrison Bergeron, happen. And that's
psychotic.
That would be terrible.
We should be teaching to play their teaching people to play their cards, teaching people to deal with people in a certain way, and understand that people have different experiences in life. You can't change people's thoughts and control people's way of looking at the world. It's just not. That's my issue with guys on the left and guys like Milo. Whereas people are saying like, oh my God, these dangerous thoughts and he's inciting people. He's never trying to change my thoughts. He's never saying, you don't agree with me? That's it. Stop that out. Stop. Yeah, he doesn't agree with me right now. Everyone shut him down. Make sure that he can. Like that right there is a major problem. And when you have that, when people are defensive and when you come, I was guilty of it today. I was like, throw a fucking milkshake at me, motherfucker. Well, I'll fucking stomp you the fuck, right?
Yeah.
That's human. That's the way people act. That's the way people are.
Yeah, we want to act
when you
like
have
we're so
people,
evolved.
When you start calling people Nazis and you start saying anybody who doesn't agree with me is a piece of shit and a Nazi, the reaction is to fight back. Well, now you're fighting back and there's this volley. And now it's like, Nazi, like, fuck you, dude. You're a fucking piece of shit. Shut up, Nazi. And it's like, well, look at these Nazis and the Antifa guys going back and forth. And as an outsider, you go like, oh, that guy's a Nazi. They're creating that. That is a creation, dude. There wasn't the alt-right thing isn't like, oh my God, all these alt-right guys just started showing up. No.
They were there. Trump empowered them.
I don't think Trump empowered them. I feel like Trump empowered the left.
Him hiring
Trump empowered the left, and that empowered this alt-right. The alt-right wasn't even a real fucking thing, dude.
At any time, there's...
All those people were online trolls who like to use fucking frog memes. All it was trolling. And that whole okay symbol, that shit, 99% of the people doing it are just being funny like idiots, right? So, but then there's 1% of people going like, yeah, dude, fucking white power. Those guys are morons.
Okay, can I make a point? So for me, what fully, and I was always kind of privately, not a big Trump fan, but what made me come out publicly.
Was that when
publicly,
you voted for him, or was it after you voted for him?
I didn't vote for him, but let me bring up my
the
point.
Important
so what,
thing
what really,
is that
no,
Mike Pence is a great man.
I don't hate Pence. Well,
that is true. He is a great man and great for this
anybody
country.
Who supports conversion therapy for homosexuals.
I didn't know that at the time.
Thanks, James.
Let me bring up a point, though.
Please.
What really...
Get those faggots out of here. Really, next point, James.
Just
what
make
really
them straight.
Broke
you can
me
keep
with him
them.
Was Charlottesville when he called Nazis fine people. He did say that. Trump said that. And Milo has kind of echoed that, too. You can't
call
them...
Did he say Nazis are trying to find people, or did he say the people that are protesting out there... Hold on. The people that are protesting, I know what you're talking about. This is where it becomes a stupid game, right?
Well, one person is using free speech to dispel hatred.
Answer
the
that,
other
please.
Person is
Tank,
using free speech.
I don't want to lose my thought because I'm going to
lose.
I'm dumb as shit.
Okay, me too. Fuck.
So that thing that you're talking about, I know what you're talking about. And he was saying the people that are showing up at the Unite the Right rally are fine people, right? And this is when it first started
fine
happening.
Fine people on both sides.
Yes, fine people on both sides, right? He said, and he went and disavowed. He was like, if there's a Nazi out there, I fucking disavow them.
That's how fucking
but
weak he is,
don't paint the broad stroke of everybody that's out there as being a Nazi. These are my voters. Look, dude, these are the people that voted for him. They're buttoned up white guys. The core of them that came out there in the beginning, there was no Nazis. There were Nazis. Now, this, I said this at the time. This is not, I'm not being inconsistent here, okay? I promise you that this all, like, I don't think about these things like that.
I don't even remember what you said 10 minutes ago, so it's always new to me.
So,
it's fresh.
At the time, I remember saying, if you're out there and you see a guy hailing Hitler and wearing Nazi stuff,
you got to go, God, that's counterproductive to what I'm doing today.
Yeah, you got to be pissed.
Yeah.
You got to be, get the fuck away from me, dude. I'm trying to fucking make a point here, and you're actually damaging my point by standing next to me. And anybody who didn't do that is a piece of shit. Okay, so that's what I'm saying, and that's real. Okay, that's standing next to a person with a fucking Nazi flag and going, I'm with this guy, there's a line drawn, yeah, and I'm here. That's fucked up. Yeah. You cannot be on the other side. You can walk away and go, you know, I'm not with either of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy, and that's the responsibility that you have.
But Trump and Milo don't say I'm not with either of them. They say I'm but with both of them because they both
Milo said on my podcast, I am not a Nazi. I have no Nazi views at all. Yeah. He said it as clear as day. Trump has said, I'm not a Nazi. I don't support Nazis. I don't support racists. Now, nobody believes those words because of the actions, and he's trying to shut down the borders and whatever.
Yeah. And that his father got arrested at a KKK rally. But go ahead.
But the fact that, you know, you can't say that they're not saying that, that they're the words and the verbiage that they're using 100% states that.
Yeah.
You can say that I think their actions, the things they're doing, and then the subtext of the message sends a much different message. But no, Milo specifically said, I'm not a Nazi. He's not saying be a Nazi. He said, don't be a Nazi. He said the idea of a white ethnostate is ridiculous. He's married to a black man. And it's even more, one of the most racist thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
When people on the left go, yeah, dude, he's married to a black man because he wants to be like a slave owner and penetrate him. I was like, really? How do you look at that situation, you fucking piece of shit?
Well, that's them seeing it.
That is through your fucking eyes.
A lot of projection going on.
It's crazy. That shit is fucking crazy. You're going to disparage a guy and the love that he has for his fucking husband because of the stupid, dumb fucking.
But that's almost as bad as what he's doing, Milo, in my opinion, saying that. That's just as bad.
I agree.
That's very racist.
But the problem is you have, like, so when somebody challenges your values... I'm just read this book. This guy, Mark Manson, the guy who wrote The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, wrote another book, which is unfucking believable. And he talks about tension and pain and how it's necessary. It's like a Goldilocks thing. You can't have no tension in your life, but you can't have too much. And the reason that the left and the right keep pushing each other further and further out is simply because they keep engaging with each other in real life and on the internet. And every time somebody challenges your values, very rarely are people's values converted. Their opinions can be changed, but your values are going to stay solid. And anytime somebody challenges that, it helps you dig into your own and figure out yours.
Well, I think that, you know, when you're talking, I think almost values are more important. I use this term, I use the word philosophy more than values, right? So it's just, I look at, like, this is sort of the way you look at the world and the big picture decisions. Your back's against the wall and you're torn, right? And you go like, fuck,
what you do when nobody's
watching.
I don't
know, you hear all these details. You're like, you know what, dude, deep down inside, this is the way that I feel. I would go this way. Even if maybe my conscious thought would maybe tell me I shouldn't go that way or whatever it is, I got to pick and choose.
Yeah.
And I think most of our values in this country are really aligned. It's fucked up. Most of our philosophies in this country are really aligned. I think 99% of people, we all agree on these huge, massive things about not hurting people and protecting each other and raise. Dude, whatever.
They're having a volley over our heads.
And we got to pick the real suit of the week. But it's like the number one thing, dude, it's fucking raising your kids in a nonviolent way, teaching your kids to love each other, not teaching your kids fucking hate. You know, that is what that's the responsibility we have. That is the way you can legitimately, tangibly change the world. We can do it.
So okay. Do you think there should be any limits on free speech? Do you think that anything is too far at some point?
No. Nothing. I think no limits on free speech. Really none.
Because there are currently.
With the exception of infringing
on fire in a movie theater.
Yeah, because if you yell fire in a movie theater, the reason I agree with that being against the law is because you're infringing on everybody's right to safety. Okay, so in that moment, you are in a very real, tangible way. Everyone gets up, starts running. It creates a mass panic. Okay. I don't believe that a person going online and making provocative statements legitimately endangers somebody's safety in a direct and tangible way. So even if somebody is saying things like the Jews got to all be killed.
Yeah, maybe in the past. We live online now, though.
I agree. Well, that's the other part of it that I agree with.
Yeah.
Is that we are going to a time, and it's sad, but what I'm saying is I don't think we should do this, but it's sad. We're coming to a time. Yeah. I talked about this in the last show. It's like, you know, these phones, right? They're just our brains now. We have this brain that's in our hand. Yeah. That's all it is. Our 100%. Brains fucking suck dick. Yeah. Your brain sucks.
So dumb.
Your brain is fucking retarded, okay? And we have this thing that it's very
fucking Metro PCS head over here.
I got a cricket brain, son.
I really would have.
I got an Obama brain.
My brain really is a Boost Mobile fucking
flip brain. Flip brain.
So, but we you know, and right now our the outside brain, the external brain we have is really clunky. We have to go pull up that information, right?
And if you ask Siri a question, she's fucking useless.
It's, but that's all changing, right? Eventually, it's going to be. That brain will be put in a little tiny chip in the back of our head at birth.
Cannot wait. Dude.
At birth, it's going to happen. Yeah. And you're going to either be a superhuman or you're going to be a fucking more. You're going to be a basically.
You're probably going to get as much as you can afford, which is just the same way it is now.
Yeah, agreed. You can have the amount of gigs, the amount of shit, the amount of information you can store in you. Rich people are going to be fucking. Like, but they're eventually going to be able to go. You're not going to have to even say, hey, Siri. You're going to go.
Thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know it.
Yeah.
So
any calculation, you fucking know it. Any directions, you know it. You don't have to say, well, how do I go there? You just know where to go because everything is inside.
I hope that
and
happens.
And it will 100%. I heard them. I forget the guy who was talking about it on Rogan. You got to listen to the episode of Rogan where
Elon
it's called
Musk
Singularity.
Was talking about it.
It wasn't the Elon. Maybe it was Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I think it was Elon Musk episode. They were talking about Singularity, and that was the whole concept about getting that connection between that computer and your body.
Raymond
and,
Kurzweil is like already there.
Doggy, it's so interesting that thing, and then you go.
He's
like,
trying to get there, I should say, but he's like he's leading the charge on the singularity.
Elon Musk singularity level of simulation is coming soon. It really is, dude. Anyone can understand that. Anyone can wrap their fucking mind around. Who's calling me over and over again?
Oh shit! Oh, it's Hitler.
Oh, hello, Mon Fuhrer. Mon Fuhrer, Jamaican Hitler.
Mon Fuhrer.
Hey man, kill the Jews. Bomba clat.
Yeah.
Don't worry about a Jew. Sorry. So, final thoughts?
No, this was a productive episode.
I thought
sure.
so, too.
So, one thing where I do agree with you 100% is it is good for two different sides to definitely talk. And like you said, no one was really willing to do it. And that's a huge problem overall in this country. No one really wants to debate.
We're willing to do it.
Yeah, no one wants to do it anymore. They'd rather just... You know, go
to
rallies.
I know. And I love talking to people that I disagree with.
Yeah.
What a boring fucking podcast I would have if everyone just shook their fucking heads and agreed with everything the whole time. Holy shit.
But that's a metaphor for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. We there's no way we'll all agree on everything. No, nor do I think that's even a desirable.
Well, and this is the only way I'll defend Milo. I've seen him do interviews where like the interviewer is really going at him, being really nasty, being disrespectful, and he's very usually very calm, he's very relaxed, he's like respectful when you interview him. He's not disrespectful. So that's the only like positive thing I'll say about him.
Because he's composed and emotional about it. These are thoughts and they're deliberate.
I mean,
and it's not like everyone else is emotional. All the memes of lefties going crazy and freaking out, that emotion. It's like, and I'm an emotional guy, okay? And I can go back and I think about fights that I've gotten in, and I'm like, why didn't I just talk there? Why am I screaming and yelling?
But you would agree he likes to antagonize people. You
of
would
course,
agree.
Don't be antagonized.
But some people are not.
If you're
the
mark, how do you not smack yourself in the head and go like, oh my God, I'm a fucking
because they
idiot.
Don't they don't have I have this theory that these guys Milo and Trump they are emotionally retarded. Like they have very good brains as far as analytical stuff.
They might be sociopaths.
Stuff.
Yeah, they don't have empathy.
But
they don't have any.
But the thing
but
is,
that's not a crime.
It's not. But the thing is that the people that resonate with that their message resonates with are also very emotionally unintelligent, and they don't even see the fact that they're attaching themselves to this person. Their egos
what
are aligning.
What about the people? You know who Trump connects with? People that aren't online. What about like people like that are just. Older people that are living in the Midwest that are not on social media and they
not very aware people. That's what I'm saying. They're not. They don't have enough awareness.
But
to
that's
even
not
know.
True because why is the awareness? Why is it that jumping on Twitter every day makes us more aware? What if that person is just so much? What's important?
It depends
to them?
On what you're saying there.
Right. Well, it depends the their value. Right. So we've talked about like you know just types of intelligence. Right.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. That fucking farmer is not going to be able to tell you. You know what the policies are from you know each side, right? Or
if their wife is upset, or what they should have, they're not going to know anything.
I don't know. Maybe that person is more in tune with their wife's feelings. That person's also going to be able to fucking tell you how to fucking feed 10,000 people in a season.
But and we need them too. The point is that the line is drawn.
But I don't find that person that's going online spending their time screaming, yelling to be any more valuably intelligent than a farmer. I think that the farmer is way more valuably intelligent. That intelligence that creates jobs and health and there's more value there. So I think it's looking at the type of intelligence and looking at what people do with it. It's about actual action. You know, it's what you do with it. People can say all they want about the words I use and things I say. I have fucking, you know, 30 or 40 people overall that make money through Gas Digital. I have people that fucking, I have a son that is becoming an incredible fucking human being. I have friends that, yeah. and people that I work with in very real close ways that are going to tell you that I'm a fucking good dude that'll take a bullet for them. Yeah. So it's, that in my opinion is more valuable than any no-no words I could possibly say or anything I could tweet online. That's not real. You're right. We will come to a time where it all exists online, where we're going to be looking at digital things moving all over with our eyes, and they're just constantly the way we look at the world. I think our eyes and optically, we're going to be seeing things, advertisements popping up in our field of vision. It's going to go to a crazy fucking world.
The way it is.
And
now.
Once we're there, I think there's more of an argument for maybe those limitations, but I think it's sad. I think it's sad that we're going to end up being in that society where we're fucking robot people. Well, they're going to block thoughts from our robot minds that we won't be able to pull up a Hitler speech, right? Can I pull up a Hitler speech? Oh,
how
no,
far off?
It's a race.
That world will be built based on the rules we set forth now. By the time the world's built, it's too late to try and go back.
I want to hear a Hitler speech. Sometimes you want to get up in the morning and get a boner.
I mean, just take the Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Blue Chew, YouTube, Hitler, schwing. Yeah, all day, every day.
All right, let's do Real Estate of the Week. We got to wrap this one up. It's been a really fun show. Thank you, James Pontillo. Thank you, Tank Sinatra, for coming in. Real Estate of the Week nominees, who do we got this week?
Real Estate of the Week.
What do we got?
First up, we have DaBaby.
Oh.
DaBaby is a rapper. I saw this video.
Yes, sir.
So give me a little background on this. What happened?
So he was at a jewelry store and Instagram user at Cam Coldheart started to take a video of him, and the rapper did not enjoy it.
The baby bitch ass nigga. All right, so this guy starts saying
that nigga the baby in here talking some shit. He walking up on me and shit like he about to do something. What you don't do? What you taking your shit off for? Come on, you a bitch.
Police.
Get away.
Scary ass nigga.
Get away.
The police.
Get away.
Okay. You're so scared, boy. Ooh, I should make him go fire. Get away. Buy your shit. Don't be scared.
Get away.
Come buy your shit.
Come buy your shit.
Get away.
Come buy your shit.
Get away.
Cam Coldheart.
Get away. Get the fucking Coldheart.
Oh, he swung too. He swung first. Beautiful.
He's hanging on to the phone. That's crazy.
Cam Coldheart.
Look at this.
Punk Cam Coldheart.
He beat him up and he took his pants down. Doggy.
What?
Holy shit.
Quit playing with me, boy. Pick your pants up, nigga.
Pick your pants up, nigga.
What are you talking about, nigga?
Oh, he's my favorite. Play some DaBaby after this. We're going to close the show with DaBaby.
That was amazing.
My favorite rapper. It is going to be hard to beat that one.
Yeah,
that's going to be hard to beat for Real Estate of the Week. And once again, I'm not saying to be violent. This is not me inciting violence. I'm saying that if you pop shit, expect to get banged. Simple as that. I'm not saying it should be legal to punch somebody in the face, but
Well, he will be tried as a minor.
Well, you know what's funny?
He's the baby.
That other guy swung
Come
first.
Come on, give that some respect.
Which
that
was, is beautiful.
That was a nice joke.
It was a good joke.
Yeah.
The other guy swung first.
Yeah.
So he's in the clear. You saw it. He's like, all right, what up? All right, cool, let's do it.
Oh, even if you don't actually punch him, if you just like kind of make the motion, then it would count as him.
No, he was swinging for it.
No, he was swinging. But even if from my perspective, in a court of law, let me tell you something. That looks like the problem with beating people up and being a celebrity like that is like you're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, and your lawyers are going to go, just fucking pay this guy $50,000 because it's going to cost more in lawyer fees to fight this for the next 6 months than it is to just pay this guy a little bit of money.
Yeah.
That happens regularly, and this is why people attack celebrities like that.
Yeah.
You see MMA fighters all the time. People go up and fuck with them because they know as soon as they smack them in the face because they can't control themselves, that's going to be a nice, easy $50,000,
$25,000. It's like a hit to get paid.
Not millions of dollars, but it's not. Get a quick settlement, go to court three times, settle out with $25,000. I'll take a punch from an MMA fighter for $25,000.
I mean, if it breaks your jaw and you're irrevocably
damaged. Yeah, if you die, then I wouldn't.
It would probably be more. If you have real damage, could be more than $25,000.
Yeah.
So the reality is, it's just like Conor McGregor snapped that guy's phone.
Yeah.
Right? And he took him through it. The guy dropped the charges. Well, what happened there behind the doors? The lawyers went, we'll give you $40,000 to drop charges. Like, nope, I'm going to sue you. Fuck that. We'll make it $50,000. Let it all go right now. Sign this thing saying you can't sue us. Let's go. And then he talks to his lawyer, and the guy goes, yeah, you're probably not going to get more than this. You weren't hurt. He broke your phone. It's going to be a civil case. You're probably only going to get the money for the phone. So let's just fucking put this thing to bed now. And that's that. And that's the process. But this guy will easily get $50,000 out of this. Easily.
At least, yeah. Was he bleeding?
He was bleeding. He's probably getting more. He'll probably have a real case.
Well, is DaBaby a big rapper? I've never heard of him before, and I love rap.
He is now. As soon as we play him on the Real Ass Podcast, it's gonna get fucking crazy. He's gonna blow up, baby boy. See, we don't just platform Nazis; we platform black guys too.
Nazis and babies.
We platform black babies.
We can find a Nazi baby.
A black Nazi baby?
Black Nazi baby?
That sounds so cute.
Yeah.
It's probably what Milo's dating.
Jesus.
It's probably Milo's boyfriend who brings him in. It's just a little fucking baby with a pick in his hair and a fucking swastika fucking binky.
You think he's got an afro already?
Maybe.
He's old enough. He's old enough then.
But next candidate for Real Ass Dude of the Week, please.
Next candidate for Real Ass Dude of the Week is going to be Drake. He was asked by the NBA to tone down his behavior in the, you know, leading up to the NBA finals.
Why? What was he doing?
Riding dick. That's what he's doing.
He's riding dick?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? You think he's a homo?
Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, you know, he's making a case for being the biggest courtside fan in the NBA.
Oh, riding dick, figuratively speaking. Like, he just sucks.
Of course.
He sucks their ass. Uh-huh.
Whoever seems to be like they're going to win, he's a big fan. He's got tattoos of people that, like, play sports.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, he's
that's
fucking
not real
weird.
Ass. That's fucking weak. It's weak sauce.
Weird ass.
Weak sauce.
Well, I have him here at courtside getting into it with the Golden State Warriors enforcer after he was told to calm down.
Let me see.
What's an enforcer?
That's Greg. Oh, shit.
Is that a new video?
He was actually getting into it with him? All right, well. Yeah, it's not very real ass. It's fine. If you're that much of a sports fan,
the
you
first
don't
one
even
was
respect sports fans. I think if you like sports, you got problems, Augie. Go create something.
Well, he does make music, so I guess.
That's a good point. What have you ever created, Drake?
He's made some shit.
All right, next candidate.
Okay. I have Tony Robbins.
Oh, wow.
We covered him on Monday's show. He had some choice words in a video that surfaced this week.
Oh, that's right, where he was saying the, I gotta play it.
How does a man can look at you and say, nigger, whole room went, as long as somebody can do that, as long as somebody's called you nigger and get that kind of response I see in you right now, when you're ready to explode, then what you've done is given that person absolute control of you.
Pause it.
You have no control.
I mean, it's pretty real ass that he was actually making a black person mad during the speech.
I want to hear him talk that shit to the baby.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. We'll see what happens. The baby versus
Tony Robbins. The giant.
It's a good fucking fight right
guy's
there.
Guy's huge.
Look, it's not that real ass. It's like the 70s.
Yeah.
He wasn't also trying to be offensive. He was just making a point and using a provocative word, which back then you were allowed to do. There's probably videos of Richard Simmons being like, come on, niggers. Let's do it.
Sweat to the niggers.
That's pretty good.
Sweating to the darkies.
Come on, Tank. That was a good fucking joke right there. Oh, you only appreciate us not N-word jokes. Oh, okay. Bleeding heart, liberal Tank. I didn't even think you had any blood left in your heart.
No, I was just remembering the time that I remembered sweating like a... I worked out to sweating like a slave.
That's funny.
It was very fat. It was a bad time for me.
Remember Godfrey made that video years ago, White Woman Workout? I don't know if it's online anymore because it's just offensive, but it was made by a black... It's so funny. And it was a workout video for white women, and he just was chasing white women through a park. They're trying to like climb to get away from him. It was fucking awesome. Very funny. Next nominee.
The next nominee is going to be the Legion of Skanks.
Fuck yeah!
Whoa.
Wow. For having Miley Yiannopoulos on, even though we were told that it would destroy our careers, we were told that it was going to paint us as Nazis.
All these Antifa people, you guys...
We said, fuck, we stood up to them. Oh, fuck. All right, it's between us. Oh, I hate the fact this is a democracy. It's between us and it's between DaBaby. I'm going to eliminate the other two choices right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have
to run. Can we play DaBaby while we do this?
I love you guys.
You have to run?
I have to leave.
Well, who do you vote for? Who's more real ass? Legion of Skanks for sticking to their guns or DaBaby for beating up that...
Legion of Skanks. I can't condone violence, but I do condone free speech, and that's how I want to end this podcast.
I love it. Thank you very much, Tank. You're the fucking man, my brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to meet you, Zach. I'll see you later.
Go listen to the Think Tank, Tank Sinatra's incredible podcast. So fucking jacked. I'm going to start working out with you, Tank.
My legs are dead.
Yeah, mine too. Mine fell asleep.
Oh, are they?
Holy shit. I can't feel my legs.
That's right.
I left his note.
Alright, Dave Spontello, who's more real ass? Legion of Skanks for sticking to their guns or DaBaby?
This is tough. I don't want to upset you guys. What the baby did, that was very impressive, I thought.
It doesn't matter. He's gonna lie on Facebook about who he voted for anyway.
I'd say the baby, but you guys are close. I explained that.
Your vote really doesn't mean much right now. I can be honest with you. Who the fuck knows what you really think? Jesus Christ.
Well,
James Montello. You vote for the baby?
Yeah.
I'm going with the baby.
I mean, I can't give myself Rouse of the Week yet again. I mean, Legion of Saints was pretty real ass, but DaBaby's was so real ass.
It was so real.
It was so fucking real ass.
And the fact that it was a jewelry store.
Doggy, he just didn't give a
fuck.
So
it was millionaire fighting.
There's just so much. It's so fun to watch him beat that guy up. It just was everything that you wanted to be. Him holding the dude when he got the shot. I mean, how brilliant was he to go like, why was he gonna talk about that shit? Look at this shit. And then he's just bleeding with his pants. He can't get up. It was perfect. It was perfect. And that's how fucking real ass the baby was, that he actually beat the Legion of Saints this week. Ladies and gentlemen, real ass dude of the week.
You should try to have him. You should try to have him on.
I would love to. He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. All right, that's it, guys. We're wrapping this one up. James Pontillo is the man. Thank you for sticking around, buddy.
Probably had a great time.
Tank Sinatra, make sure you follow everyone on all social media platforms. And thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We're done with the Milo coverage. No more. That's it. It's been definitive. I'm right. We'll probably edit this up to just make James look even worse.
Hopefully.
That was another thing I heard. People are like, he's just going to edit it to make you look bad. Like, doggy, he's fucking...
They didn't say the edit.
Who's going to edit it, please? We don't need to fucking edit it.
The most important thing, Lewis, we're not wrong. We're all right.
We're all right. All right. Yes. We're not wrong. We're all right. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Peace.
That's all, folks.